So first of all, how are people doing on our counting problems? How many people have four problems correct? None. How many people have three problems correct? None. How many people have two problems correct? None. How many people have one problem correct? None. How many people tried problems and failed? A lot of people. Okay, so this is a this is one that we need to discuss then. Okay? So let's try to take a look at these things. Let's see how you go about some of these and see if we can figure out why you may or may not have been failing, or how you may or may not go about doing this. Again, Governor Doris is one of these things that, in principle, once you see the trick, it is usually, or see the approach, it's often relatively easy. But until you see it, it's hopeless. So what are the problems that people have been trying and suffering on?
Counting.
Counting, which one is counting? That's the one about the
Gustav
knows how to count. Okay. So what is the? Okay. So you have a problem. So how many people have tried and failed? Number one. Several people. How many people have tried and failed? Number two. Okay. Several people. How many people tried and failed the Haranoi problem? One. Okay. How many people tried and failed the self-describing sequences? Oh, really? So you hit for the cycle. You failed all four of them.
Pretty much.
Okay.
I haven't looked much at the power of Hanoi, but...
You know, okay, let's try to take a look. I think the two that I would say are probably the easiest, okay, or the ones that are at least most representative of what I was sort of hoping to cover here, would be probably the first two. And so let's see if we can figure out what's going on. Problems. Okay, so first one was Gustavo. Okay, the counting problem, and the story was that. And correct me if I'm wrong. You're given a value of n, and you want to figure out how many ways can you express it as the sum of 1, 2, 3, and 4, where 4 is an alternate way of writing 1. Is that right? Okay. What is the primary, how did people try to do this? What was the technique? Did anybody try to do, what ideas did you try?
I tried coming up with a recursive definition, you know, where, okay, if I know what k of n minus 1 is, can I figure out what k of n is?
Right.
And I tried, you know, simplifying it to some extent. You know, I said, okay, let's get rid of the 4 case. So we have numbers 1, 2, and 3, because I can probably generalize my answer after that.
Yep.
And I was unable to come up with something that would...
Okay, so you said you tried to find a recurrence and didn't get it to work. What did you do?
I tried creating a very turned out ugly recursive function that does work up to like 19, but then when you get greater than 19, it takes too long. I can get rid of that memory or something.
So you're saying you think you're getting the right answer, but you think it is taking too long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is your recursive function?
I brute force. What I do is I go to the first number, add it to another number, and see if it's equal to the sum. If it is, it returns 1. If it's still...
Okay.
Yeah,
so then there's a couple different issues. One is if you were doing it, you wrote a recursive function, but was there a recurrence relation underneath it that was counting? Or were you trying all possible strings?
I was trying all
possibilities. Okay, all possible strings and counting it is hopeless, okay? Or presumably hopeless, okay? But you think you get the right answer?
I'm almost positive, yeah.
Okay, well, okay, so that's something. Any other approaches to the first one? Yeah. Right, you were complaining about overflow. Now, did the judge complain about overflow, or you complained about it? Okay, but you have it working except for overflow. So what? How did you write yours?
Okay, so this is a proposed recurrence. Okay, that is proposed. Let's think what we're trying to do. We're trying to count, what is f of n going to be equal to? When I run a right, I wonder, what is f of n equal to? The number of ways to write n basically overall. Okay, does this give you the right answer for small values of n? Okay, let's think if I believe this or not. I'm not completely sure I know this. So the idea here is you want to now count. You're telling me that you want to count the number of solutions of the n plus first, okay, of n is going to be. There are two possible ways for the, so let me just think if I understand this here. Why is this recurrence correct? Let's be precise here. Yeah. Okay, so the idea here is that you're counting the number of ways to make it by adding, say, what is the last digit? Okay, that's sort of the idea here. That you want to say that if the last digit is a 1, how many ways are there to do it with the last digit being 1? Okay, basically there's a number of ways of writing f of n minus 1 and sticking a 1 at the end of that. Does everybody sort of agree with that? Or you could write the last digit be a 4, and there's a number of ways of doing that, right? Okay. Plus, the other possibility is the last digit was a 2. And if it was a 2, then there are f of n minus 2 ways to write something before it. Okay? Does everybody agree with this? Okay, and the 3. Every digit, the question is this double counting, or is this, why is this not double counting? Is it possible the same number gets counted here and in here?
No, the last number is always different.
The answer is because the last digit is always different, right? So this recurrence should, something like this recurrence should do the job, right? What do we need in the way of boundary conditions for this recurrence? Everybody, any questions about where this recurrence comes from? So the idea here is we're going to want to build something up by constructing it recursively. Okay? And the way that I count things recursively is, okay, he counts it from the last digit, which I think is the right way to think about it. What is the last digit? Suppose I have a number that digits add up to n, okay, and whose last digit is a 1. How many ways are there to do that? Well, any number of that form, if we delete the last 1, we have a number before it that adds up to n minus 1, right? So this makes the counting of the general case depend upon the smaller case. Does everybody sort of see that? Okay. Is this the recurrence you came up with, or something like it?
No, I was trying to come up with it. For some reason, I had a mind block. I wasn't thinking of it in terms of f of n minus 2 and f of n minus 3. I was locking in on f of n in terms of f of n minus 1.
Right.
And I was getting really stuck on that, and this seemed pretty
reasonable. Okay, yeah. Now, of course, what else do we need to finish the job? There's two different things it looks like.
So basically what we want to do is just probably construct the first two or three numbers.
We need boundary conditions. Yeah. What are the boundary conditions you need? How many boundary conditions?
Lower and then I guess upper is not.
Well, what is the smallest value of n that you can be given?
1.
Is that clear from this problem? Okay. So what do you need? It seems to me that you need f of 1 as a boundary condition. Is that enough?
No, because you can drop less than 1.
Okay, so what do you need? How many do you need? Which ones do you need?
1, 2, and 3.
And 1, 2, and 3, right? Can you compute f of 3 from this?
Yes.
Well, f of 3, not from this.
No,
you have to do it. Okay, it's possible you might be able to know f of 4. You might be able to figure out what f of 0 is and play some mojo with that, okay, if you want to make one smaller term. But it should be clear that this is a recurrence to the history of 3. And so you need 3 boundary conditions to do it. Okay? Does everybody sort of believe that? Okay? So counting or finding a recurrence to count something is a simple thing. Okay? I mean, anyway, it's often, not always, but often. Okay? Now, Eric had a complaint that the numbers here are very large. Correct? So, what is the technology we have for dealing with large integers?
Yeah.
Now, do we have any, the judge doesn't have the large Java package, or?
They don't support big integer.
They don't support big integer. How big an integer might you need for this? Did you figure it out? Okay. So this is something that is probably growing, it is clearly growing exponentially. When I looked at the instructions, it said, right, a number up to 10,000. I will confess that that for n equals 10,000 is what they are supposed said you should be able to do. That, I agree with you, is sort of ridiculous. What?
1,000.
Is it 1,000 or 10,000?
1,000.
Counting. Let me take a look at this one here.
I mean, maybe 1,000 is still an awfully big number anyway.
1,000 is still a large number. Let's just take a look. Which number is this from? 139. And, I don't know who wrote this book. You're saying that up to 1,000, and you're expecting that 1,000 is too large. If I were you, what I would probably do in this case is try it for, submit it and see if they're lying. I think I agree with you, 1,000 is a ridiculous number. But if not, then you've got to go to the large integers. Okay, now, what do we need to do, though, in the large integers? Do we need a very complicated large integer package for this? What is it that you're going to be doing with large integers? Which to me says you're just adding and multiplying by 2, which tells me all that you're doing is adding, right? And you're always adding positive numbers, right? Okay? So this is not necessarily, even in a world of not having integer types, it's not surprising to me if you can, that you can do this thing with the relatively small lines of, I put away my, I don't have my slides on my high precision arithmetic, which I did, we talked about last chapter. But as I recall, the core loop for my integer addition was how long? I mean, if I take a look at it, again, it's a little complicated by the fact that I also handle, multiplication. But if I take a look at this thing, my core loop for this thing is only about 3 or 4 lines long. Okay, maybe it's a little bit more than that. But I would argue, I mean, if you look at chapter 5, okay, if you look at sort of how addition works, I would argue that there's a way to make long addition work without too much of a crisis. Okay? I mean, do you agree or disagree? You may not want to do it, but I would argue that it's that just doing positive long addition, storing it in a matrix, in an array, and chunking it up like that is not a frightening thing. Okay? So I would say that even if that's necessary, it's still something that can probably be killed in another 50 lines or so. Okay? Any questions? Okay? So I think this is now a doable problem. Okay? Any questions? Actually, before we get to the other problems in here, and again, one of the nice things about combinatorics problems is that they can sort of be dispatched in principle once you see them very, very easily. Okay? But I think before I go through the next problem from the homework, I think I'd like to go through a couple of more examples of recurrences, and maybe we can build up recurrences for some other problems just to sort of get more practice. Okay? Any questions?
So one of the problems that we talked about last class, which I just want to review here, is the idea of counting the Catalan numbers.
Okay?
Namely, again, the recurrence relationship. The question was, how many parentheses are there on n sets of left and right parentheses?
Okay?
And we notice that the first parenthesis has to be in the first slot. Where we said it's matching parentheses, okay, there are going to be k sets of matching parentheses within here. N minus k, n minus k minus one, sets of parentheses outside of this. If C of n counts the number of parentheses on n sets of parentheses, how many ways are there to do it? Okay, let me see. Again, this projector is getting back to what we've got. Okay, how many ways are there to do it? Well, we can divide this thing. This k can have zero parentheses in it, if it's a second slot, or it can have one set of parentheses, or two, or three, or four. So summing up over all possible numbers of parentheses that are in the inside bracket, any solution to that times any plus any solution to the remaining parentheses outside of that represents a legal solution. To count the number of ways we can have both, it's this times this. This is why we get the recurrence for the Catalan numbers. Any questions about where the Catalan number recurrence is? Like, do that again, or something like this. Okay? Any questions? You're looking at me with, either looking at me with dumb heads or not looking at me. I'm not sure I totally understand. Okay, any questions? Let's look at another problem, and let's see if we can come up with a recurrence. Suppose I give you a convex polygon. Eventually we'll get to geometry in here, but what is a convex polygon? Here's a six-gon, right? It's got six vertices. It's convex. What does convex mean? Yeah?
The interior angle of the vertices is more greater than 180.
Yeah, it doesn't have any small interior angles, okay, or large interior angles. This is a large interior angle, right? It means that if it, you can draw a line that starts at the polygon and ends at the polygon, but somehow leaves in the middle. Okay? So that's what we mean by convex. Let's say we number the vertices 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and let's maybe make it a smaller polygon. Let's say we've got four vertices on it. We say a triangulation of a polygon is an insertion of diagonals, like this polygon here, such that every face in the triangle, every face in the polygon is a triangle. Did everybody agree this is a triangulation? The triangle 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Someone give me another triangulation of that polygon? Different one?
5, 6, 4.
You want to have the edges go what?
5 to 2.
5 to 2. And then 2 to 4. Right. That's another one, right? Everybody agree with that? So that would be, again, this is where the colored chalk would be a big deal. So the one I had originally had this place was going from here to here. You're saying now you would like to go from here to here. How many ways are there to triangulate a five-gon?
Five.
Five, right? Does everybody agree with that? How many ways are there to triangulate a four-gon?
Two.
Two. Does everybody agree on one of the two ways? One to three and two to four, right? How many ways are there to do it in general? Okay. Any ideas? Yes.
It seems like it depends whether the number of vertices is even or off. even, you'll get repeated vertices as you move around.
If it's even, you say you'll get repeated vertices as you move around.
Right. Like in the five, basically you can just take a vertice and draw lines through all of these non-adjacent vertices.
Okay.
And if it's even, by the when you get around, you'll start repeating. Oh no, you might.
Okay, so I don't believe what you're saying. Never mind. Three, four, five, six. How can we count the number of triangulations of this end gun? Okay. Any ideas?
The number of side minus two.
You want to say the sides? What is it? You mean A? Okay. Now you're not counting, you're guessing. Okay? That's my interpretation here. How would I count something I don't know how to count? What is my technique that I would try to do? Well, I would draw a table. You've got here, for n equals 2, you've got 2. For n equals 4, you've got 2. For n equals 5, you've got 5. You want to count for something smaller, I'll tell you, what is it for n equals 3? 1, right? This is right. You can keep one account for n equals 6? That'll help you.
Seems like once you get past 5, it's always going to be the number of vertices.
I believe it is 14.
Okay.
But how would I tell? I think it's 14. I think the next one is 42. Okay. But how do you find it? You say, can I write a recurrence? Okay. Can I describe the number of triangulations in terms of the number of triangulations of smaller things? Okay. Any idea how you might go about this?
Draw just the first line, you split it into two different polygons. Mm-hmm. And then you try to figure out the triangulations. So, yeah.
Okay, so this is now an interesting idea. Okay? Now you're saying that once you add a divider, and you're right in saying it'd be the number of triangulations of this times the number of triangulations of this. Right? Does everybody agree with that? For all possible lines, at least as a conceptual thing.
How you divide it.
Okay.
You can divide that three ways, 1, 5, 1, 4, 1, 3.
Okay. The way that I'm used to seeing it done, so something like that is potentially now doable. Let us see if there's anything else. So you would like to say something like, your technique would be what? Let's see if we can do it like this. Okay, what's your recurrence? C of n is the number of triangulations on n vertices. What is it going to be?
So, I guess the number of ways you can split it up times, I'm not sure, I just, it's just an idea.
Well, it probably depends upon where you split it up. In fact, you're not sure when to get the right answer, but I want to work through this idea a little bit. Okay? So what's that going to be? Any ideas how you might formulate a recurrence? Yeah?
Well, the number, yeah, he's right. Essentially, yeah, first you have to multiply it by the number of ways you can split it up, which will depend on whether it's even or odd number of vertices, because...
So you're proposing that I goes from something like 1 to n. You figure what? You can figure out who 1 is connected to? Okay?
Oh, they're nice. Oh, that's a slight reason.
Okay, what are you thinking? Okay.
Basically, I was thinking of it always dividing it as close to in half as possible. So, you can say, okay, well, one can connect to four, and then we have two polygons.
Okay.
Now, how many possibilities would those? And then once you get down to the base case, like four,
so those in here that, well, I'm only going to try to connect it as evenly as possible. Is it wrong? You should write it down all possible ways to do it.
Right, and that's why you have to multiply your answer by, at each stage, you multiply by a factor, which basically is the number. It's a single number, because you can see from that, you go, oh, okay, well, there's only one, two, three ways to divide it down.
Right. Okay. The way that I would do it, so what you're sort of proposing is something like this. You're saying divide the thing in half, or divide the thing at the kth position, have one connect to k, and then do something like the number of ways of counting the k points on this side times the number of ways to do it on n minus k points on the other side. That's sort of what you're saying. Okay? Now, the only catch that I have is that you're double counting. But everybody see that that's sort of a recursive idea. Okay? Now, why might he be double counting? Okay?
If it's even.
Not even an even odd thing. The triangulation, let's say, that has this edge going to that. Let's say we take a look at this triangulation here. How many times will this triangulation be counted using your method? It will be counted here when you draw the triangulation going to, you know, the say your first diagonal is here. It'll also be counted when you draw the diagonal here. It'll also be counted when you draw the diagonal here. Everybody sort of see that? Okay. So it's a recurrence kind of an idea, but he's double counting a little bit. Okay, and a little bit means a lot when you count really recursive ideas.
That's why I was saying that you should all try to divide it as close to half as possible, because then you automatically are reducing it. Then you shouldn't think you're going to be double counting.
Okay, let me show you a correct way to do it. Okay, now, okay, we see that the idea, the basic idea of recurrence is right. We want to make it unambiguous which recurrent one we're counting. So what about the following trick? I'm going to have my edge 1, 2. Which triangle is edge 1, 2 involved with? Right, in any triangulation, how many triangles is edge 1, 2 going to be touching?
2.
Why? Okay, well, this is on the outside. Okay? How many is it going to be in the edges? Is it going to be touching? Oh, I mean, two of you, right, because same thing as the triangle has three. Okay, triangle does have three edges. We agree with that. Okay? But notice that this edge is going to be touching two triangles. Right? This edge can only touch one triangle, right? Does everybody agree with that? So why don't I divide it according to which vertex is this edge being adjacent to? Right? We can think of the outside edge here, 1, 2, is going to be connected to some vertex through two edges. Right? And isn't that uniquely described in any triangulation? For any triangulation, 1, 2 is connected to somebody, right? So what about the following recurrence? This list of I goes from 1 to n, I think. I'll have to get the boundary cases right, but let's not worry about that. How many ways are there to do it? If k is my vertex here, actually, how many ways can I have it go from? How many choices of other vertices do I have? In general, n minus 2? think it's something like that. Why? Because I have one, two, this guy's got to be connected to a third one, right? If I have n vertices in my thing, right? So how many is this? Let's stop and think about it. How many ways are there to finish the job? Once I have connected to the this is vertex, let's say this is the k, this is vertex k. How many ways are there to finish the job? Okay.
What do you mean finish the job?
Finish the triangulation. The number of ways to triangulate this times the number of ways of triangulating this. Right? Is everybody sort of, let me put an extra vertex in here so you see I'm not done yet. Okay. Okay, does everybody sort of see that? So how many vertices are on this side? Just the k-th vertex. Well, it seems to me that, let's say this is, you know, let's say that this is, what?
You added one more line to k vertices.
Right, so I think it's going to be c of k minus 1. Okay, and what's on the other side? N. I think it's c of n minus k. Now, does this look familiar to you? What recurrence on the screen is this exactly the same thing as? Odd line number. Okay? Notice it's the same kind of an idea that we're using, right? We're dividing it. We say, where is the first place where this thing goes? And then try all possibilities on this side times all possibilities on that side. Right? In fact, the number of triangulations on n things is counted by the triangle, the Catalan numbers. Okay? This is why I knew that this was 7, 14, and stuff like this. The indices are a little bit different, because instead of counting our starting basis case from 1, we're counting the basis cases from 3, right? Because the only interesting triangle polygon has 3 vertices. But does everybody see how it's basically still the Catalan numbers? The Catalan numbers arise in an amazing number of different things. Okay? And so this is one of these recurrences that once you see, okay, where it comes from, it comes up in lots of different things. Any questions? How people believe that this is the same recurrence and the same problem now? Yeah, okay, you do. Any questions or comments? This is not easy combinatorics, okay, but it happened, but this is, you know, sort of the Catalan numbers is one of these things that you know to look for. Okay? Yeah.
Let me test you, but how would you like just plug in the numbers to type it in?
How would you write a program to
just write a program, like how would you actually type it? Because I'm not sure how to type it.
Well, first of all, I would go back, forget about, this is the closed form for the Catalan numbers, but it's very hard to figure out how to go from here to here. To figure out why this is the answer to that involves some machinations. Okay? So you should not automatically say, hey, why is this? Oh, yeah, it's got to be that. Okay? It is that, which is something useful to know. Okay? But you're not, for our purposes, in the business of solving recurrences. You're in the problem of computing them. So you can compute this with dynamic programming, okay, just like we did with the binomial coefficients. Any questions? Okay? So Catalan numbers come up in a lot of different things. When you ask how many, like, for example, two other applications of the Catalan numbers, which I don't think I'm going to go through, but if you look at your combinatorics book, if you ask yourself how many binary trees are there, rooted binary trees with n minus 1 leaves, let's try this thing. How many rooted binary trees are there with 3 leaves? Okay. Now, how many rooted binary trees are there with 1 leaf? With 2 leaves? I think it's 1. How many rooted binary trees are there with 3 leaves?
That's
try to go through the, yeah,
what's a rooted binary?
Rooted means that you have a root.
Oh.
Okay, it's not just that it has, you know, that's a grade. How many rooted binary trees can we draw on three with three leaves? Let's draw them.
I think it's that.
And that. Is there anything else? Any other rooted binary trees you can draw with three leaves?
Theoretically?
Are we assuming balanced trees? Because otherwise you could just extend one of those branches down as far as you wanted, right?
I think every node has to have two children out of it.
Oh.
Okay, that's, I think, what the rules are. Let's try to see this then. This is right. How many are there with four leaves? I'm not completely sure I have the right rules. Let's just take a look at that. How many are there with four leaves? What are they with four leaves? Did someone draw me trees with four leaves? Okay, where every node is 0 or 2 degrees. What other ones can we draw? Anybody else have any ideas?
It seems like all you're doing is adding that little triangle that adds two leaves to any of the previous
ones. Oh, so what do you say? You're coming up with a recursive argument for this? To count it? Okay. So how many trees can we form, balanced binary trees, can we form, or not rooted binary trees, can we form like this? But once we put one hanging off of here, the number of ways are the number of trees we can build with three leaves, right? How many of them are there? There's two of them that start like this, right? There's two of them that go like that, and there's one of them that goes like that. Namely, 5. Okay? And why is it? Because somehow, what is the root of the binary tree doing? It's dividing the number of leaves. Half of them are going to, some of them are going to be on one side, and some of them are going to be on the other side, right? So how many trees are there on k leaves, n leaves? C of k here times C of n minus k here, right? And anything you do there times anything you do here is legal, right? Does everybody see how this exact same problem? Codillon strikes again. Any questions? Okay? Codillon numbers are everywhere. But okay, I want to get too carried away. But there are lots of places where they come up magically. And how do you recognize them? Well, what is you see this recursive idea? The other is the magic, the easiest Catalan number to recognize is 42. If you ever see the number 42, it means you've got a Catalan number someplace. Has anyone of you ever read a book about the number 42? Which book is that? Yeah. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, right? And that was about the number 42, which is the most distinguishing Catalan number. Any questions? Okay? So any questions about how we found that recurrence? Okay? Let's look at some other recurrences here. Okay? One is, how many... Let's look at two other number problems with recurrences before we go to the homework again. How many permutations are there? Any questions about Codillon numbers? Okay? Let's clear our head and look at some other fairly hard counting problems. Or sort of similar kinds of counting problems. How many permutations are there on n items which have exactly k runs? By a run, I mean an increasing number of elements. Okay, so let's take a look at the permutation. Give me a permutation. Someone give me a permutation. That's giving me a number of permutations. Give me an arrangement of the numbers 1 through 5. Somewhere.
2, 3, 1, 4, 5.
Okay. We're going to count the runs of a permutation as being where it stops increasing. We'll break the permutation into increasing things. right? How many, give me another permutation. So what? How many permutations, how many runs are there here? Three, right? Does everybody agree with that? How many permutations are there on n items with exactly k runs? Okay, does everybody sort of see what the problem is? Okay. Let's think about special cases here. What about the case of k equals 1? And what is cn 1 equal to? How many permutations are there with exactly one run? Okay, that's good. What's cn going to be? How many permutations are there with exactly n runs? One. What is that? Does everybody see that? Can anybody give me any other analyses of these numbers? Any other special cases or observations about the number of runs in the permutation? How many there are? Okay. So how many permutations are there on n elements with exactly k runs? Let's work out an example. How many permutations of, let's say, 4 are there with exactly 2 runs? Did I do that?
What was it?
Okay.
Maybe a little bit more tricky. Well, I mean, the enumerator is a little tricky because it's a large number. Okay. Maybe we want to
close the number. How many permutations on n items, 4 items, are there which have exactly 2 runs in it? It doesn't. This one has 3.
This one doesn't.
This one does. This one does. Okay. Any questions? 3, 4, 1, 2 would have 2 runs, right? Okay. Does anyone want to make it as a count or a guess? This might be. It is a little larger to do by hand than this probably.
It's 7.
You have 7. Okay. 7 plus or minus some. Okay. Might be 7, I'm not sure. Okay? But how do we count these in general? Can we find a recurrence? Okay? Can someone figure out how many permutations there are? This is actually not necessarily easy. So if you haven't seen this before, this may be more advanced than you might want to deal with. But let's just see if we come up with the argument here. How many permutations are there in terms of n run? Of n elements with k runs. Can we describe them in terms of permutations with either smaller numbers of elements or smaller numbers of runs?
Yeah. It seems like basically all you're asking for is the number of combinations you can have a couple of numbers. And you just order, because it doesn't matter how many elements you have before, how many elements you have after, you just have, since you have 2 runs, and I'm simplifying for the sake of
it. Yeah.
So you take some number before, some number after, you sort these,
right.
And then you just have to, whichever one of these runs is going to make one run, and one of them is going to make, if you switch them, you'll end up with